piece is just starting. Going in now, you will see a complete performance of the latest innovation from Hollywood, Talking Pictures. Don't miss the opportunity to hear as well as see your favorite movie star. Going in now, you will see a complete...
Well, that settles it.
Settles what, Hilda?
My career. Bill, I'm going to Hollywood. I'm going to play in pictures.
Oh, don't jump from the frying pan into the fire, darling.
What do you mean?
Well, now, look. You haven't had a very good season on the stage, even with all your experience. And you don't know the first thing about the movie.
Listen, Bill, you know what makeup will do for me. I can get by on the stage, all right.
Yes, I know,
the
darling,
shadows
but...
need voices. I've got a good voice and I can act. They need me.
But, darling...
Nothing at all. I'm going to Hollywood and get into the movie.
Today's radio play, Beauty, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Come in. Moe.
Yeah, sure, certainly.
Is everything arranged?
Listen, when Moe Boykstein is arranging a screen test for an artist, everything is arranged.
I mean, are they ready for me?
Yeah, sure, certainly. Butler sent me over. I should see if you was already yourself already.
I am. How do I look, Moe?
Terrific.
What?
I mean, you look great. By us in Hollywood, anything great is terrific.
Oh.
Yeah, sure, certainly. Pictures is a big industry, no? You can't use a small adjective about a big industry. You know your line?
Sure, but it's going to be funny saying it to myself. I wish I were going to play the scene with somebody.
You are.
What?
Didn't I told you I got everything arranged? You're going to play the scene with me?
Why, Mo, are you going to have a screen test, too?
No, no, but I used to be an actor, so I'm going to read your cues to you from just outside of the camera range. My voice will be recorded, but not my manly beauty.
I see. I'm sure that'll help me, Mo. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Say, what's an agent for? Now, look, Hilda. Remember to turn your head or your body slow. Because if you're moving too quickly, you'll be just a blur.
I'll remember.
And don't forget, this is a moving picture, so don't pause. And don't try to hold still. And don't get out of camera range. And don't turn your back to the camera.
Now,
and don't
wait,
forget...
please, for heaven's sake, Mo, don't give me any more don'ts. I'll be scared to even face the cameras.
Oh, okay, Hilda. Let's go.
Oh, sunshine and fresh air. See, the world's a beautiful place after all. Well, come on, Mo, let's get it over with.
Why not, why? Hey, you sound like you was going to the electric chair.
Well, screen tests and electric chairs have one thing in common. They both can give you a terrific shock.
Hey, I never thought of that. Yep, here we are.
All right, come on here.
Quiet!
We're all ready for you, Miss Hanson.
I'm ready for you, Mr. Butler.
Now, I've marked the camera range for you on the floor. Just stay within those chalk lines.
All right, I'll try to, Mr. Butler.
Let's see your makeup. All right. Pete, hit him for a setup. Over here, please, Miss Hanson.
Here's a skip, Mo.
Okay, now don't be nervous, Hilda. You look colossal.
Another compliment, I hope.
Now, let's see. Get it this way so the cameraman can get the angle. How's this, Fred?
Okay.
Now, over here. How's this, Fred?
Oh.
How's the light, Pete?
Okay.
Now, this is the microphone over your head, Miss Hanson. Give us a line so the recorder can get a level on your voice.
Any line, Mr. Butler?
Any line. Save him, Pete.
Save yourself, Cecil. Somebody's got to stay here, so it may as well be I.
Okay for sound?
He's a whistler. Higher across the mic.
Your S's are a bit shishy, Miss Hanson. I'll just turn the mic and I think you'll be better. Try it again.
Save yourself, Sam. Somebody's got to stay here, so it may as well be I.
Okay for sound?
Okay for sound, but he's inclined to be a squealer. Hold her down.
I realize, Miss Hanson, that on the stage you have to project to get your speeches across to the balcony.
Yes, Mr. Butler.
Well, now, in pictures, every seat is a front row seat. Don't try to project. Please take it more naturally.
All right, I'll try, Mr. Butler.
Now, let's see. What's the script called for here? Oh, you have to come in, answer the telephone, and then you tell Cecil what has happened. Okay, let's shoot it. Come into the camera range, Miss Hanson, when I call camera.
Yes, sir.
Hit him, Pete. Sync your motors.
Okay for some. We're some.
Camera.
you get to Hollywood?
Well, I just hit town.
Oh, I'm awfully glad to see you. This is a surprise.
Well, they told me you were here at this studio, so I dashed right over.
You're just in time.
Yeah, for what?
I made a screen test a few days ago, and my agent and I are going over to Projecting Room 10. We're going to run it off. I'm dying to see myself.
Well, you haven't seen yourself on the screen yet.
No, it took a few weeks for Mo, that's my agent, to make the right contact for me.
Well, thank goodness. When I didn't hear from you for so long, I thought you'd forgotten me.
Oh, dear.
That's why I came onto the coast.
Well, you're a dear. Of course I haven't forgotten you.
Oh, good. But
there wasn't anything to write to you until I'd had my screen test to show the producers.
Hilda, you said I was just in time.
Yes.
You meant to see the test, but you said more than you realized. I am just in time to save you.
Save me? What are you talking about?
Darling, please don't go in there and see that screen test.
Why not?
If you love me, you won't.
Dear, you aren't serious.
I was never more serious in my life. Hilda, when you wanted to go on the stage, I didn't say anything.
No?
I thought you'd get it out of your system in a season or two. But you didn't. And now you've got the movie bug. Oh, don't let it get you, honey. Come on back to New York and be Mrs. Bill Jordan.
Don't be silly, Bill. I can't go back now.
Of course you can. Listen, Hilda. If you see that test in there, you may never come back to me.
What difference can a screen test make in our love?
It isn't a test, darling. It's what will happen afterwards. I don't want all your time taken up with pictures and interviews, personal appearances and publicity stunts. Oh, what kind of a home life do you think we'd have?
You want me to give up my career just as I'm starting it?
Yes.
Why, it's like knocking a cup of water from the parched lips of a man dying of thirst.
No, it isn't, Hilda. That's a case of life and death. But a movie career isn't vitally important.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
That's just like a businessman. Bill, you haven't the faintest appreciation of art in any form.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
You're excusing me, please.
Oh, Mo!
Are you coming inside with me, Hilda?
Mo, this is Mr. Jordan. My agent, Bill, Mr. Bernstein.
Well, how do you do?
Pleasing to meet you, Mintel. I'll be waiting inside for you, Hilda.
All right, Mo.
Hilda, if you go in there and see that test, things can never be the same between us.
Of course they can, darling.
Well, how can they?
What's to prevent my having my career and you two? I shouldn't sign any contract prohibiting marriage.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Hilda, but it won't work.
Hilda, the operator's waiting to run the test.
Listen, I won't become Mr. Hilda Hansen, even for you.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, Bill, then I guess that settles it. Goodbye.
Oh, all right. Okay by me. Goodbye.
Sorry they have to break up the party, Hilda, but you know how these union boys are.
That's all right, Mo.
Here, now, sit down in that big armchair, Hilda. Hey, don't you wish the seats in theaters was like this? Hey, all right, Mantel, let the gelatin go up.
Say, is Mr. Butler coming over?
Well, he's busy, they said. Here you come, Hilda.
Is that me?
Yeah, sure, certainly. That's you going to the front. Now, listen.
Hello? Yes, this is Miss Mildred Brown. What? Oh, no. Yes, thanks for the warning.
Good girl, Hilda. You remember to sing slow.
Was that my voice? Is that really me up there?
Yeah, sure, certainly.
I can't believe it.
What's Christina and Lucy talking you can do after?
Cecil!
What is it, Millie?
The river's rising. The town will be underwater in another hour or so.
That's awful. You've got to go, Millie, quickly. There isn't any time to be lost.
You go, Cecil. I'll stay. Save yourself, Cecil. Somebody's got to stay. It may as well be I.
Don't be a fool, Millie. It's a man's place to stay.
Stop! Stop the film!
Hilda, hey, what's the matter?
Operator, stop that machine. This is awful.
Will that be all for today?
Yes, Mintel.
Okay.
Don't take it like that, Hilda. Screen test is never like real pictures. They're a little bit rough.
You're telling me. Oh, Mo, do I really look as terrible as that?
Well, you got there a couple angles that have to be smoothed out.
My whole face looks like one angle after another. And my nose... Oh, I'm glad Mr. Butler didn't come over.
Oh, Butler's seen the test already.
Oh, that's why he didn't come over.
He said he was busy.
Well, I guess I'm not for pictures, Mo.
Listen, Hilda. We've got here plastic surgeons in Hollywood that can make you over so that even your own mother wouldn't know you. That is, if you really want to get into pictures.
Want to? I've got to get into pictures. Take me to your plastic surgeon, though. Give me beauty or give me death.
¶¶
You sent for me, Mo. Have you a part for me?
No, I'm sorry, Hilda.
Oh.
Well, the doctor did a good job, didn't he, Hilda?
Yes. He gave me screen duty, all right. It's been 3 months now, and I haven't had any job yet.
Well, it takes time, Hilda. I can't pull jobs out of my head like a magician. Yes? Ask him to wait a few minutes.
But, Mo, I've had stage experience. That'll mean something.
Sure, Hilda, sure. It helps.
And now, after undergoing those operations, I've got a movie face.
Yeah, you look perfect, all right, Hilda.
Then why can't I get a job? Why won't the casting director use me?
Have I collected water, Hilda?
No, thanks. You haven't answered my question, though. Why won't the casting director use me?
Well, I'm glad you asked. That's why I sent for you. Hilda. Hilda, I always been square with you, ain't I?
Yes.
I never gave you a bum steer?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. Your face is too perfect.
Too perfect?
Yes. The casting directors, they're going in now for character, not beauty.
What?
Yeah, they're only interested in irregular features. The skin type is out.
Out? This perfect camera face of mine is out. I've gone to all this trouble for nothing.
Don't take it like that, Hilda. You know pictures. They're always going in cycles. They're all for gangsters or they're all against them. They can't see nothing but the rugged type, so they won't use nothing but Greek or power. It's the same thing with engineers. This year, it's unusual type they're looking for.
Oh, thanks, Mo. I know you're trying to make it easy for me.
Well, I'm telling you the truth, Hilda. The wheel will give a turn, and you'll come out on top next time, maybe.
Maybe.
Hey, you'll be excusing me a minute. A fella's waiting outside to see me. Don't go yet.
Well, Hilda Hanson, you ask for beauty or death. You got the beauty, but it's of no use. You're a fool. You threw away love for a career that never came. You suffered for a lost cause. Well, one or two of these, and you'll suffer no more.
Hilda, don't take that! Hilda, how could you do such a thing?
I gave up everything for my career, Mo. Now that's gone, I haven't anything left.
Why not? Why, listen, I got a fella out there who wants to sign you up for a long-term contract.
Mo, you aren't just saying
that. Yes, I'll prove it. I'll bring him in.
And maybe he won't want me when he sees me.
Why not? Why? You're just his type.
Bill! Oh, Bill, what are you doing here?
Mo sent for me.
But Mo said somebody wanted to sign me up on a long-term contract.
He was right. I do.
Yes. You do?
Yes, you're certainly.
As my wife.
Well, what do you say, Hilda?
Oh, Bill.
Oh, darling. Am I an agent?
The dramatization you have just heard was suggested by one of the many interesting stories to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has a message of real interest to all of you.
You wanted to see me, Father?
Yes, Ruby.
Well?
I hear you went to the amusement park last night with a young man. Is that so?
Yes.
So, you act as if you were the daughter of a nobody, instead of the only daughter of the best blacksmith in the country. You have no consideration for me.
But I don't see what harm there was.
Of course you don't. How could you? You never stop to consider others. Always yourself comes first in your thoughts.
But there's nothing wrong in
that. I'll teach you what's wrong, young lady. Don't you ever let me hear of any such goings on again, or I'll give you my fist instead of my open hand. You stay away from the boys. No daughter of mine's going to get into trouble. You hear? You stay away from the boys.
Today's radio play, Freedom, is based on a most unusual story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Oh, Frank, I shouldn't have come here again.
Don't be silly, Ruby. What's the harm?
That's what I asked Father, and he... Oh, I know I shouldn't have come here again.
What did your father do to you, Ruby?
Nothing.
Ruby, he didn't strike you.
Not with his fist. He only slapped my face.
Oh, the beast. A great hulk of a man striking a girl.
There's no use getting excited about it, Frank. This isn't the first time.
You mean he's hit you before?
Yes.
Oh, kill him.
No, somebody may hear you.
I don't care if they do.